Praise be God and grace that He has bestowed on us through the coming of His Christ child. Amen. Wait a minute. You're kidding, aren't you? I believe that's the missing verse in our gospel lesson today, right about where verse 15 is. At least that would have been my response if I'd been one of those shepherds that night. You know, an angel appears before you and in the middle of the night, on a cold winter's night, they probably had excuses. Maybe they had a little something to nip on, or maybe they were just hallucinating out there in the fields by themselves at stretches. An angel sings to them, and then suddenly they pick up and go to the town. They'll think, that would have been me. I'd have had some questions. Are you sure? Where's the GPS location? You know, how do I get there? What do I look for? You know, what's going on here? Are you real? I had lots of questions. But what's amazing in this story, as Luke relates it to us, whoever this Luke was, is they heard it, they talked to themselves, and they went. They got up and went. Now think about that. Think about that. It is said they went with haste and found the child. Listen, let's face it. I have a feeling these guys were bumbling and stumbling all over Bethlehem, you know, looking for something that resembled a miracle. I mean, you know, they had no location. They had no GPS coordinates. They had nothing to guide them along the way. They weren't even sure what they were looking for, a child wrapped in cloth. Okay, you really want me to do this, you know? I'm sure that people laughed at them when they wandered into town. First off, they wondered what the shepherds were doing there. And then they probably laughed at them, thinking, you know, sort of like Peter at Pentecost, where he got accused of being drunk because the Spirit was filling him. They probably got a lot of ridicule, and yet they went. They got up and went. This is another one of those great miracles. Last Sunday, yesterday, we talked about Mary's miracle of believing. My miracle for Christmas Eve is not the birth of the Christ child, though that's a wondrous thing. God becoming fully human, God's desire to save, not condemn the world. But those people believed and got up and went. Think about it again. Not only did they look ridiculous doing so. So like me trying to play guitar over here a little bit ago, perhaps a little bit. Sorry, Eric, I wouldn't lead you astray. I'm still learning all this stuff. But, you know, they weren't worried about that. They went up and gone. And it was dangerous. It was dangerous for several reasons. The first was, if you understand the role of shepherds, shepherds took turns in the fields because they would go in the warmer weather, and that's probably why Jesus was not born in December, hint, hint, probably in the springtime, because they were up in the hills, which would have been where the shepherds were feeding at that time of year. We don't never told in the Bible when Jesus was born. The Romans decided it made a nice time to celebrate the solstice and stop Christmas right on that time frame. That's how we got this day. But anyway, they were supposed to be in charge of the town's sheep. That was their turn. So not only were they risking their financial well-being, because this was their livelihood, but they would have to explain to the neighbors how come the sheep wandered off while they were bumbling and stumbling around Bethlehem because an angel sang to them. You want to try explaining that one to your neighbors sometime? Go to the bank and say, I'm sorry, I can't make my payment. I lost my sheep following an angel's advice. I know the credit union is probably a lot leaner than some of the banks, but I don't even think that would buy that. But it was also dangerous because they were looking for a king. Herod was the ruler, the king, of this region at the time. And it was said of Herod it was better to be his sow, that is a pig, than to be his son. Because he killed off all his sons. And as we know from Matthew, he was willing to kill off the whole town of Bethlehem's children to prevent anyone from taking his authority. So to dare start going around Bethlehem looking for a king was pretty much tantamount to signing your own death certificate if someone found out about it. So it was a personal risk for them to get up and go. It was a financial risk for them to get up to go, and it was hard on their egos. Let's face it, I'm going to say this because I'm a guy, we're not the best group known for asking directions, you know? So I have a feeling they didn't ask too many people for directions, they tried to find it themselves, because those guys like to think we can find anything anywhere, you know? So they probably embarrassed themselves along the way, too, in their egos. But they eventually found the Christ child. And they rejoiced. We are told that they returned rejoicing and giving thanks. And that's great. But what all made it happen was that they got up and went. to a place they did not know where they were going, to find what they weren't sure they were going to find. Whatever risk it took that to get them there, they got up and went. Isn't that what faith life is really all about? I don't know about you, but a lot of times I'm not sure where I'm going. People ask me, where does God want me to go? And I'm like, I don't know where God wants me to go. How am I supposed to tell you? You know, because life is a journey. And on a journey, you don't know what lies beyond the next bend, as the old saying goes. And so for these shepherds, don't they model something for us in our faith life? That when we hear the call of God, and we recognize that call, sometimes we just have to pick up our feet and go. Not with all the answers, not with the solutions, and pretty much sure with no GPS guide to get us there. We just get up with our feet. In fact, Frederick Buechner, famous author, once said, the church votes with its feet. Because throughout history, God has issued calls for people. And they've got up and gone. Second thing that may help us is that the shepherds didn't go where they wanted to go. I don't think that was on their itinerary that night to end up in a manger, in a barn, on the backside of an inn, looking for a child. Neither is probably wherever God's going to lead us in our lives exactly where we want to be. At least that's one of the clues for me. When I'm going somewhere I want to go, I need to be careful. When I'm going somewhere I don't want to be, there might be a good chance that God's behind the direction for that. Because God has a way of leading us in unexpected avenues where we have to leave behind our pride and our certainty and our knowledge and our safety in order to follow the gospel. It's a dangerous thing. This idea of Christianity. I think we've tried to domesticate Christianity, but it's a dangerous thing. We're saying we're willing to trust a God to lead us whom we don't see, whom we have to believe in what he has to say and do, and who has promised to take us places we don't want to go. That won't get you anywhere in this world, and yet isn't that what the church has done for 2,000 years? It's easy looking back to say, oh, that's what Luther had in mind, or that's what Francis had in mind, or whoever it was in church history. But when they were doing it, they were as much in the dark as you and I. But they heard a call, they picked up their feet, and they went. At great risk sometimes, personal, financial, ego, whatever it was, but they got up and they went. Now, I don't know where you're headed tonight. Besides home, I hope, to enjoy some Christmas things, but more in the pattern of life. We're all at different places in our journey. Maybe some of us are at places where we can kind of see a little bit down the road. Maybe we're at one of those bends where we're going, I hope this leads somewhere. But when we hear the call of God, when we hear God's love and compassion leading us somewhere, it's important to remember the shepherds, to pick up our feet and go. For we too might find ourselves stumbling and bumbling and discovering something greater than we expected. Discovering how God is using what we have to offer to feed and care for his world. That we too may have those moments of rejoicing and singing and praise for where God leads us. Are you serious? We might ask God. But God is. Pick up your feet and go. Merry Christmas. Amen.